Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are the stars of Glitz 2019 Drag Show. Welcome, everybody.
Hi, Shelley.
Hello.
Hi.
Here in the studio with me are Tinderoni and Sonique, both of whom are headliners for the shows this weekend. And we also have the one and only Gigi Monroe. Thanks for being here today, everybody. And Gigi, thanks so much for bringing your charming friends to the show today.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to talk to them.
So cute.
So for those who don't know, I'm sure everybody in Juno, everybody who lives here already knows about Glitz. But, you know, summer brings a lot of new people. So for those who don't know, what is Glitz?
So Glitz has been our kickoff to Pride Week here in Juneau for the last 5 years. We started 5 years ago. We've been doing like a week of Pride events for the last 6 years. And after the first year, we kind of had a meeting afterwards and said, well, what did we miss? Like, what else does this town want to see for Pride? And somebody said, we need a big drag show and we want to bring people in and we want to make it a big old party, like every other city does for Pride. So the next year, that's what we did. And our first year was at Rockwell, and we brought in Detox, and we had an amazing time. And then there were so many people who wanted to come, we had to move to Centennial Hall. So we did the next 2 years at Centennial Hall, just one night, and we were busting at the seams. So last year we went to two nights, and again, two nights this year. So it's our fifth year doing it. And it's just an opportunity for people to come and get to see some incredible nationally known entertainers, as well as all of their favorite local kings and queens. And it is the kickoff to a really dynamic Pride week of full of festivities. So it's a great time to come and just celebrate Pride.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk all about it. I want to start with some of the nationally known talent that you mentioned.
Yes.
Tinderoni, let's start with you. Could you tell me, how'd you get into drag?
So I've been doing drag for about 2.5 years. I actually started when I was in high school. I used to do like Michael Jackson impersonation and just like being really goofy and like just being crazy and dancing. But when I moved to Chicago, I encountered such a crazy drag scene there that there was like, it was the first time I've ever seen a drag king in person. It was the first time I've seen a lot of different types of drag, and I started to become friends with a lot of the people who ran shows there. And one of my good friends, her name is T-Rex, she runs an amateur contest called Crash Landing, and she dared me. She's like, I dare you to do it. Like, just do a drag king. Just throw on a mustache. Like, it'll be funny. Just do it. So it was kind of a dare, and it kind of, like, blew up in my face. Like, I made it to finals, and I'm here today.
Accidentally famous. I love it. That's amazing. So you do you still do a Michael Jackson impersonation, or do you do other people now?
No, I don't. I kind of don't do impersonations of particular artists. I kind of just take kind of just influence from them. My style is very like referential to '90s nostalgia. So I do like a lot of like Prince, Michael Jackson, Bruno Mars. It's like a collection, but it's not only men, because I also have like influences like Missy Elliott, or like I also say my style icon is like Uncle Jesse from Full House. So I'm like a pop culture junkie. I like to just like put a mixture of everything into my drag persona and just make it kind of fun.
I'm getting a pretty strong Uncle Jesse vibe right now. That's good. And how'd you get mixed up with the likes of Gigi here?
So I actually was recommended to her from a company I used to be associated with. And she was looking for kings, and they recommended me. And I had known her just from seeing her on Facebook, knowing she's been like a legendary name, like in the pageant scene and also just in the drag scene. Also, I kind of knew your name through Kat Sass, who was just in the pageant with you. And it's just like, you see so many facets of drag everywhere, and it's so crazy to actually meet the people in person that you see online all the time. So it's been a really cool journey to be here.
Well, welcome to Juno. I understand it's your first time.
Yes. Thank you so much. It's beautiful here. It's
yes.
Crazy.
When did you arrive?
I got here at 2 o'clock. I was kind of...
Today?
Today. I left at 6 a.m. Chicago time. And I was like, I feel like it's been 10 hours, but it's only 2 o'clock here.
Yeah, I gotta love that cross-country travel. So, Neek, let's talk about you for a minute.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Juno. Your
Thank
first
you
time
so
as well, yes?
Yes, this is my first time. I love it. It's so nice.
Yeah, everybody falls in love.
I felt like Loretta Lynn when I opened up the curtain today. Just started singing country music. It was wonderful.
Yeah, Juno doesn't do that to me, but, you know, everybody's different. So how long have you been a performer?
I would like to say, ultimately, I'd probably been a performer my entire life, but professionally, 21 is around the time where I really stuck my heels in the dirt, if you will, and said, this is who I am and this is what I'm doing. And Gigi and I both met in Atlanta, and we started performing around the same time. So, like, it's so crazy. It's like a full circle moment here for both of us. You know, so yeah,
nice reunion.
Yeah, it's I want to say 15 years.
Yeah,
wow,
oh my God.
Heck yeah, that's a long time. It's a good time.
Oh, it's a long
good amount of time to have a friend. Some people might recognize you from the second season of RuPaul's Drag Race and some other specials as well. What was that experience like?
Oh my God. Well, first of all, I was so grateful to even get cast on RuPaul's Drag Race. It was one of those things where whenever it first happened, a lot of people didn't really gravitate to it immediately, especially a lot of people in the drag scene, because I think at that time RuPaul kind of pushed herself away from everything and was more like on her own team. But to have her come in and be like, hey, I want to grab all you girls and like throw a show together or whatever, I think for a lot of people it was kind of, they were a little standoffish to it. But it was something that I was like, you know what, I'm busting out, daddy. So I auditioned, and I was actually supposed to be on the first season. I was an alternate for it, but they told me that I would that they would put me on the second one. So I stuck around, and then they put me on.
Did you have a good time?
I had a great time. I learned a lot of stuff, but watching it back on TV was a completely different experience than actually like being there doing it. The way they told the story was not necessarily the way that I lived it, but it is definitely something that like I would never regret doing. It changed my life.
Yeah. You also performed at the 2015 VMAs on stage with Miley Cyrus.
I did.
That was that as much fun as it sounds?
It's so crazy because I had met Miley, I believe it was maybe the year before or something like that. And we instantly kind of like hit it off. And then LaGondra called me and was like, hey, I have this like really cool gig. Miley wants you to perform at the VMAs. And I'm like, yeah, I just moved to Florida. I got offered a job as a cast member at Parliament House. And so I just moved there and I was like, hey, I'm going to need to take a month off to go with Miley. But it ended up being like less than 2 weeks that we needed rehearsal time for. And it was just so cool to be there. And Miley Cyrus is probably one of the most down to earth people you will ever meet. And we're still friends to this day. So it was such a cool experience to be there. Like as a kid growing up watching like Madonna and Britney Spears and all of those people like
icons.
Performing
yeah.
at the VMAs. I just knew as a kid, I'm like, I want to do that. And like it happened. It didn't happen exactly like how I would have imagined it, but it was even better. It was so cool. I'm so grateful. Yeah.
Sounds like you had some pretty good and real kind of Hollywood showbiz experiences.
Oh, totally.
Both of those shows.
I can't even believe half the stuff that I've done. And I just look back on it. And especially when I get down on myself and I'm like, oh, you're not doing anything. You're nothing. You're nobody. You know, like sometimes I think all entertainers kind of have those moments. But I look back at my resume and I'm just like, girl, you've been doing it.
They're safe. Good save, Sonique. Tinderoni, back to you.
I was getting comfortable.
I'm so happy I made you feel comfortable. Tinderoni, what can we expect from your appearance at Glitz this weekend? What's your style? What's your performance going to be like?
My performance style is very much, it's energetic. It's going to be high energy, a lot of jumping around. It's very kind of like a goofy.
You're gonna make us laugh a little.
Yeah. I just try to make the audience happy, and I try to put out what energy I want to see when I go to a show. My style is very gay. There's going to be tons of whip cracks. I love a good whip crack in a mix. A lot of, like, Running Man, stuff like that.
Yeah. Shelley loves the 90s. It's true. She's going to be, like, your number one fan.
I'll be excited, for sure. Look for me on Friday. Sonique, same question. What can we expect from your appearance at Glitz?
Well, a lot of high energy, thanks to Gigi over here. She requested what I should do.
My favorite number. Yeah. Kind of, yes.
And I was like, oh my gosh, she doesn't realize, like, 15 years ago. Like, luckily, I can stretch a little bit and I can do it. I'm going to do some music by Pink, which is one of my favorite artists who inspired me to even be a performer. I do this Catwoman number that I started doing in Atlanta, and it just, like, grew into, like, this staple performance of mine. And I don't do it as much as I used to, but I do it for special occasions and requests.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I'm going to be doing it. And wait, you asked me to do something else, and I brought it. Pink,
say
Catwoman.
It.
Huh?
Say it.
Oh yeah, she told me to bring something sexy. Yeah, I always have to do something sexy. That's kind of like the moment where I can breathe and maybe, you know, make people question everything they thought they ever knew about themselves. Yeah, it's fun. I think it's just owning who you are, not only as a trans person, but just as a human and feeling yourself and bringing everyone in that moment and just being like, my God. What is happening? So, yeah.
Sounds like it's going to be magical.
I hope so.
Glitz is this weekend with shows Friday and Saturday night. It's nearly sold out, but Gigi's going to tell us how we can work around that if we don't have our tickets yet.
Yes, so we are totally sold out on Friday. There are, I think, 5 seats left on Saturday. So if you want those, go on www.jahc.org, and you can snatch up those last few tickets. But first of all, what that means is, like, 900 people are coming to see Glitz. So first of all, thank you, Juno. That is incredible. We've never sold that many tickets for the show. And I think it just speaks to what kind of community this is and how much support there is for performing arts and for the LGBT community and for Pride and for drag. It's just amazing. So first of all, thank you. It is our only fundraiser of the year, and we're able to do some really cool things with that that money that we raise. So if you didn't get a ticket, you can come to Centennial Hall at 6 o'clock on Friday or Saturday. And put your name on a wait list. And then starting at 7 o'clock, they will start to sell those seats. So all you need to know, show up at 6 o'clock. You need to be there in person to put your name on the wait list. And hopefully we will get you in one way or the other.
Sounds good. Sounds good. And if you don't get tickets at all, you can hit up the after party, which will be at Rendezvous.
Yes.
Is that both nights?
Yes, it is. It is so exciting. We have some new owners of the Rendezvous.
Yeah,
who
I heard
are
a rumor.
Really excited. They've gotten in there and they've done a little bit of zhuzhing up the place. So far,
yeah.
Like that. So we had a drag family clean up there last weekend, and it was really great. But anyway, they're going to be headquarters for Pride all week long, and they're starting it with the after party of Glitz both nights. They'll be getting going at 10 o'clock with DJs and dancing and drink specials from Amalga Distillery, who made us a very special Pride cocktail called the Sparkle Roni.
Oh, is that named after you?
That's my new merch.
I mean, rumor has it. I don't know.
You can just add
it's
only
a,
to the
a
end
sparkling
of it.
Negroni.
Sparkling yeah. Negroni. Got
so,
it.
So yeah, we're going to be there after both shows. So if you didn't make it to the actual event, come on down and party with us afterwards.
Sounds great. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Gigi about her recent Rasmussen Award, as well as what else is going on with Pride this month in Juno. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to Juno Afternoon.